Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. By the age of 80, half of people either have cataracts or had them surgically repaired. Soon, eye drops could replace surgery for one type of cataract.
It contains a drug called VP1001, and it was able to restore the lenses of mouse eyes with cataracts.
The lens is normally transparent from high concentrations of a family of proteins called crystallins. Because the cells of the lens make very few new proteins, the crystallin needs to stay healthy for long periods.
However, over time, the lens can cloud because the crystallin proteins become disorganized, insoluble, and form clumps that scatter light. This reduces the amount of light that makes it to the retina at the back of the eye.
Without proper light, the eye can no longer generate clear, sharp images. So it's like looking through a fogged-up window.
The drug being studied on mice is called oxysterol. It was tested on normal mice and mice with a mutation that leads them to develop cataracts early.
One drop of the drug was put into the right eyes of one group of mice, while the left eye got a neutral compound. In mice with cataracts, the eye drop improved their vision by 60%. It improved the focusing capacity of the eye, as well as lens transparency.
But not all mice improved. It could be that some of the eye drops were diluted by tears, washed out, or not absorbed evenly.
If this eye drop became available, it would be especially helpful for people in less developed countries who don't have the option of surgery. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.